And Father, we come to you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, guided by your Spirit, washed by the blood of the Lamb, asking for your forgiveness, your mercies, your grace, your counsel, correction, and direction. Looking to you as our hope, strength, and life, our source of everything. For without you, we're nothing. We have tried and failed every time. But we come to you and present to you our spirit, soul, and body, and flesh as a living sacrifice, asking the Holy Spirit to come and take your rightful place and bring us to the throne room of our Father, opening eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive what your Spirit says today, that we may become more in your image and likeness and character. In Jesus' name. Amen. And everybody said amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How's everybody today? Blessed and highly flavored. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The power to choose is awesome, isn't it? As long as you're choosing the right thing. Would you grab your swords and turn to Isaiah 14? Isaiah 14. Isaiah 14. Is everybody there? In verse 3, Isaiah 14, verse 3, let's read it together. And it shall come to pass in the day the Lord gives you rest from your sorrow and from your fear and the hard bondage in which you were made to serve, that you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say. Now the king of Babylon is a representation of the world system. And the king is representation of Lucifer or Satan. And say how the oppressor has what? Ceased, and the golden city ceased. The Lord has broken the staff of the wicked, the scepter of the rulers. He who struck the people in wrath with continual stroke, he who ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted, and no one hinders. The whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth in singing. Indeed, the cypress trees rejoice over you, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you were cut down, no woodsman has come up against us. In verse 9, hell from beneath is excited about you to meet you at your coming. It stirs up the dead for you, all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. They shall speak and say to you, have you also become as weak as we? Have you become like us? Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your what? Stringed instruments. The maggot has spread under you, and the worms cover you. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the what? Most High. And here's the response. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, which means hell, the lowest depths of the pit. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, this is the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners. And Lucifer is known as Satan. As king of Babylon, he is the ruler of the world system. We speak about the will of God many times, and it's important, but we don't understand, and it's important to understand the will of Satan. Because when you understand the will of Satan, you are able to maintain a victorious life in Christ. Does everybody understand that? See, it's wonderful that we know about the will of God. We know what God wants us to do. But one of the things we've got to be able to do is understand the will of Satan. What is his tactics? What's his will? What's his purpose? Why? Because if you don't know his will, how can you defend against it? Does everybody understand? Listen, Satan's will, first of all, is to exalt his throne above God. To accomplish his will, he must maintain control of the earth and its atmosphere, physically and spiritually, by keeping under control the birth of the promised seeds of God. In other words, allowing or stopping or limiting the births of born-again believers. By the numbers, so he is not outnumbered. In other words, he does not want to be outnumbered of the birth of believers compared to his kingdom. Do you understand that? So he's going to accomplish his will. Of course, his will is to exalt himself above God, which we know that that can't happen. But in the process of him trying to accomplish it, many people are being destroyed. So in this, to accomplish this will, he must maintain control of the earth and its atmosphere, physically and spiritually. He does that by keeping under control the numbers of the birth of the promised seeds of God. So he is not outnumbered. And by limiting revelation of truth by the promised seeds or the offsprings of the Holy Spirit so that they can be in bondage. Is everybody okay? Has everybody got this? Let's go to Romans 12. The will of Satan. Romans chapter 12. So again, he wants to, his purpose, his will is to exalt himself above the throne room of God. In simplicity, he wants to limit the born again birth of the seeds of promise. Why? So he cannot be outnumbered. He does not want to be outnumbered. And when the promised seeds are birthed, one of the things he wants to do is now hold back or cause limitations of the revelation of truth to the promised seed so they can't fight him appropriately. Has everybody got it? Romans 12 and verse 1. Let's read it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So there are actually three wills of God. There's the good, there's the acceptable, and there's the what? And there is the perfect. Well, Satan has three wills also. His first will is the will of self. It's the will of self. Why? Because everything established by him wanting to exalt himself above God. So there is the will of self. His second will is the will to rule. And his third will is the will to produce offspring. All equal the overseeing will of being better than God. Does everybody understand that? So there's the will of self, the will of rule, and the will to produce offspring. In other words, he wants to duplicate himself. 1 Peter chapter 5. The will of Satan. In verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Would you read it with me? Is everybody there? Therefore, humble yourselves. Now, that means deny yourself. When you humble yourself, you deny yourself. Well, what was Satan's, one of his wills? The will of what? Self. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he what? Cares for you. When you cast your cares upon him, it gives you the ability to pick up your cross. If you are carrying cares and burdens that God has not sent to you, you cannot pick up your cross. Everybody got it? Three things that Jesus said. If anybody wants to follow me, you must first deny yourself, pick up your cross, then follow me. Well, here he says, therefore, humble yourselves. It means deny yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time, casting your care upon him, for he what? Cares for you. In other words, cast your cares on him so you can pick up your cross. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Devour. It says, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Again, humble yourself means deny yourself. Casting your cares upon him means pick up your cross. To follow is to be sober or alert. Be sober, be vigilant. You must be alert. Why? Because Satan is looking for someone to devour. Devour, isn't he? In other words, he's trying to perform his will. He's trying to do what? Perform his will. That word devour means take possession. Take control or possession of an individual. Devour. Individuals from performing. And what he wants to do, he's looking for individuals to devour, to prevent them from performing the will of Christ so they perform his will. Is everybody okay? Praise God. So there's three things that we've got to do. We've got to deny ourselves. That means humble yourself. You've got to cast your cares upon him. Don't be Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It-All. Because you can't. Only he can. That means cast your cares upon him. And then you can pick up your cross. And be alert, be sober, be vigilant. In other words, follow Christ. Now you can follow him. Why? Because if nothing's holding you down, you can follow. Then you're not going to do the will of Satan. You will do the will of God. In John chapter 10. See, when people do the will of Satan, they actually assist him in exalting him above God. John 10, 10, we've been here plenty of times. Is everybody there? Let's read it. The thief does not come to what? Except to what? Steal, to kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So the devil comes, he attempts to steal the will of God that you have been called to battle. Steal the will of God that you've been called to battle. He comes to kill the purpose of God, which is to destroy Satan's kingdom, and to destroy your destiny, which is to infiltrate, in other words, the gifted talent, the ability that God has given you to infiltrate the world system, to expose Satan's kingdom. That's your destiny. Is everybody okay? So Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal your call, kill your purpose, and destroy your destiny. Go to Matthew 16. Matthew 16. And verse 21. 16:21. Let's read this together, please. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Hallelujah. Saying, far be it from you, Lord. This shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me what? Satan. Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of what? Men. Men. The things of men. Then Jesus said to his disciples after he rebuked Peter in front of everybody, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Hallelujah. So again, Satan focuses on keeping man in darkness of the things of God. Did everybody hear that? He focuses on keeping man in darkness of the things of God and promote the things of men or the will of self to maintain his offspring control. Do I need to repeat that? Good. Satan focuses on keeping man in darkness of the things of God and promotes the things of men or the will of self so he can maintain control over his offsprings. Do you know that you were born as an offspring of Satan? Well, you were. We all were. We were born in darkness. That's why you must be born again. Go to Mark 4. Mark chapter 4. And verse 13. Mark 4, 13. And Jesus said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? Now Jesus spoke in parables because they are paralyzed. I mean, they're paralyzed. Hallelujah. They are parallel. They're paralyzing, praise God. They are a parallel between the things of the kingdom of God and the things in the physical. So Jesus was speaking in the things of the spirit to give them a picture because they only knew the things of the physical. So he's giving them a picture of the things that are physical to express the things of the kingdom of God. And verse 14. The sower sows the word. And these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, who comes? Satan comes when? Believe me. When this service is over, he will come immediately to you. By the time you leave this place and step off of this property, he will steal everything he can from you. That's why paper, don't forget. Hello. He will steal everything he can immediately. He comes immediately. So whatever the Spirit is trying to impart to you today, believe me, he is going to come immediately and try and steal everything that the Spirit is imparting. And then you'll just go home and go about your business and you'll never reflect this again. If you let him. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. These likewise are the ones sown by stony ground, who when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Woohoo! Got it! Yeah! Praise God! Verse 17. And they have no root in themselves. And so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises, for the word's sake, immediately they what? They stumble or they let it go. Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and a desire for other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these that are ones sown on ground, on good ground, those who hear the word accept it, they protect it, and bear fruit some 30-fold, 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Satan comes immediately, takes away the truth. See, he wears you down until you give it up with no fight, because there's no fellowship. He'll come and wear you down till you just give it up because there's no fellowship. Or he comes and bribes you with the cares of the world for an exchange of truth to keep you. See, you are in darkness. That means blindness to serve truth. People are in darkness. That's what Satan's trying to do, is to keep you in what? Darkness. So you are blinded to serve the truth. So everybody got it. Hosea 4:6 tells us, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's lack of truth. You got to remember, he's trying to keep his offspring's control under him. He does his best to try to prevent the birthing of the promised seed of believers. And so, but when the birthing of the promised seed happens, he tries to limit revelation to them so they can't attack him properly. And they still are in bondage. Everybody okay? One of the things he doesn't want people to know is that Jesus is God. And that's where he brings them under the false belief system. We'll talk about that in a second. Go to John 8. John chapter 8. The will of Satan. Thank God he who is in us is greater than he is in the world. Is everybody there? John 8:37. Jesus was speaking to, I believe it was the Pharisees and Sadducees and boneheads. And in verse 37, he says, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I've seen with my father, and you do what you've seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Now you got to understand this. He's speaking to the dudes that are Pharisees and Sadducees. These guys are proclaiming the oracles of God, but they're not living according to the oracles of God. Are you listening? It says, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? The word believe means follow me. He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Come on. He's telling all of these dudes that are dressed according to the oracles of God and all of this stuff. They're carrying around the big scrolls. And he says, you guys ain't of God. This is God telling them they're not of him. See, because one of the things Satan didn't want them to know is that Jesus was God. The devil keeps his offsprings from truth with lies. These are the will of Satan's spirits. There are the will of Satan's spirits. Keep individuals in darkness, blinded of the truth. They enslave them with fear. So they keep them in blindness of the truth. They enslave them with fear to control. And they manipulate them with false belief system, which we call religion, under the spirit of Antichrist. Because he's trying to establish a belief system where Jesus is not God. And he establishes this belief system of religion under the spirit of Antichrist to keep them in the Babylonian world system with Satan as king. Do I need to repeat this? The devil keeps his offsprings from truth with lies. These are the will of Satan's spirits. Keeps individuals in darkness blinded of truth. Enslaves them with fear to control. And manipulates them with a false belief system we call religion. And it is under the spirit of Antichrist, keeping them in the Babylonian system with Satan as king and preventing individuals from knowing that Jesus is God. I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of religions out there where, Jesus is only the Son of God. They have no idea that he is God. So in that, then, there's no fear of God. And fear means reverence, respect, and honor. Reverence, respect, and honor. Because they only look at Jesus as just a Son of God. They cannot see him as the God who became flesh and walked among us. That's why he said to them, when he told his disciples, if you see me, you see the Father. Why do you not see that yet? I did not come in my own doctrine, he said. God took a part of himself. Says that the word says that God, that Jesus came from the bosom of God and came into the natural realm. He came as an example. Acts 10. Acts chapter 10. The will of Satan. Of course, his purpose is to eventually control, which he does already, all economic system. He wants to promote one world order, one world religion. In other words, that one world order is government, one world religion, and one world economy. And he is succeeding, but God is allowing it because it's fulfillment of prophecy. Is everybody getting this? You know, it's amazing to be alive at this time. I mean, it's awesome. Why has God chosen us to be alive now? You know, think about it. You know, everybody look at each other and say, why you? Then say, why me? Why am I alive now? At this specific time of all the time that this, thousands of years, you and me be here now. God has specifically had us hidden in him. And then when he sent us, he hid us in darkness. And at a specific time, he pulled us out. Pop! Come hither. Didn't he do that with the disciples? Amen. He shows up and says, follow me. They said, okay. They didn't even know why they were following him. They just said, I got to follow him because he drew them. See, we're out in this park because God drew you. There is, you may have all your carnal reasoning, but there's a specific purpose. A specific purpose for him so that you can fulfill his will. But we're alive right now getting all of these revelations. These are the things that everybody's been waiting for. All the prophets who prophesied thousands of years ago have been waiting for this to happen right now. We're alive in this realm, born again, filled with the Spirit, an offspring of eternity. And armed and dangerous. God has called us now. Here. We will see the return of Christ. Are you ready? And we're going to see many other things. And that's what he's preparing us for. So we can get through. Glory. Are we at Acts chapter 10 yet? Good. Verse 36. Okay. The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Now, this is powerful because it says that he went around healing. In other words, in the healing, he was revealing truth. Some, he had to cast out devils. But others, he was revealing truth to them to expose the devil. Has everybody got it? So Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power to heal or loose those who were taken captive as prisoners of oppression. They were oppressed by the devil. That means weighed down, heaviness, not knowing how to shake, not knowing how to fight the enemy. You know how many people are in oppression? People miserable. They run to the pills because they don't know the truth. They run to a doctor and he medicates them. And then the medication on the side says, side effects, suicide. Good. Oppression. Hello. See, that's under the world system. Because the world system does not know how to deal with the things of the Spirit of God. They don't know how to deal with Satan's kingdom. Can you go to a doctor and say, yeah, I got a demon? What's he going to do? He's going to probably open up another door as he runs through the wall. Because he's going to be so afraid. Either that, he's going to get on the phone and have you locked up. Especially if that demon starts manifesting. Hello. I'll never forget, and I have really not never told this story. But I'm going to share it with you. You know, when I was out there using drugs and doing all kinds of stuff, and I was with a gentleman who was a watcher over me to make sure I would, anyways. And that demon started manifesting, and it started choking me. And this thing was choking me, and I didn't know the Lord. I didn't know nothing. So I take me to the hospital, man. My tongue's coming out. All kinds of things are happening to me. I mean, I'm twisting and turning, and I'm thinking I'm having a seizure, and it was a demon manifested in me. And so I had a 39 Cadillac limousine, and so he gets in the, and it's got a 454 in it, and he gets in the car and he's flying me to the hospital. I mean, he's going up and down sidewalks, everything. His job was to protect me. And he got me to the hospital. They got me in the hospital and they looked at me and they stuck me with something and basically passed me out almost. And that was the only thing they could do to control it. There ain't nothing wrong with you, they were saying. as my neck is twisting and, you know, my tongue is sticking out and I had no control and I'm choking and all kinds of, they said, there's nothing wrong with you. So they gave me an IV or something and let me sit there for a while and cut me loose. And I could sense that demon in me all the time. And I walked in fear, wondering if it was going to happen again. Wondering if it was going to happen again. Until finally Jesus came. And that thing manifested. Yeah! Right in front of me. That demon came out. That serpent came out of my body and manifested in front of me. And the Lord said, that was in you. And I remember. I haven't told that story much. There's a lot of them I haven't told. I'm not going to go there. But the hospital didn't know, oh, you're all right. There is nothing wrong with you. I'm flipping and flopping. You know. I couldn't control nothing. All of a sudden, blah, 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 you know? And I was demonized because of the open doors of demonic activity in my life. And the only thing they could do was medicate me, but I could still sense that spirit there all the time. I knew when it was trying to take me over, and I didn't know how to control it. I was in demon management, but he was managing me. A terrible place to be. That oppression and the guilt and condemnation. Hallelujah. So one of the things the devil wants to do is he wants to oppress us, but Jesus went around healing them. He was healing them. See, the weight and the heaviness of the world caused by the lack of the knowledge of truth. Because, see, I didn't know the truth. Believe me, I was going, oh, God, help me. Oh, God, help me. What is this? But, you know, I used to see those things dancing in my bedroom. Those things used to run through my room. I used to see them. The curtains used to move. I used to see these red eyes at the end of my bed. I almost blew up my house one day. I chased one and went up the attic, and I had a little mini grenade in my hand, and I threw it up there. I'm getting you now. I used to run outside my backyard with a gun and shoot at him. Bam, 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 bam. Believe me, I used to come home. My neighbors used to go in their house. I was a nut. I almost killed my own bodyguard one day. We're going. Let's go to Acts 26. Those things are real. Acts 26, is everybody okay? Well, nobody ran yet, so praise God. I think I still have two original neighbors on the block. Boy, they're glad to see me now. Praise God. I had one neighbor who used to live behind me. He said, man, I've been praying for you for years. Thank God. Acts 26 and verse 12. And this is Saul. Let's start at 14. And so Saul was on the road to Damascus, and in verse 14 it says, and when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. And you got to remember, Saul was going around persecuting the believers because he was a Pharisee. Hello. He was the one that was not hearing God. So I said to, and so Saul said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and witness both of the things which are you have seen, in other words, things you've seen of this testimony, and because of the things that you, what you did. Hello? The things you've seen are what the things I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you. To open their what? To open their eyes. In order to turn them from what? Darkness to what? To light. Yes. Because they've been kept in blindness. They've been kept in deception. And from the what? Power of Satan, which is fear, to God. that they might receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Oh, praise God. So this is your call too, you know. That's a part of your calling. That's why God touched you and said, come, follow me. Follow me. And those things that you've done, I will use as a testimony for my glory. And I will show you things to come. Go to Mark 1. Mark chapter 1. In verse 9. Is everybody there? Everybody okay? And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. That was the anointing of God. That was the Holy Spirit. So Jesus was being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Then a voice came from heaven saying, you are my beloved Son in whom I am what? Well pleased. Immediately, the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. In other words, Jesus got chauffeured right to the wilderness. Hello. He got picked up in an eternal stretch limo. The Spirit drove him. He brought him. He chauffeured him right to the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days. Tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Now, this is powerful, because Jesus is the eternal Word and God. When the anointing came, he was chauffeured to the battle for training. Before he went before people, he had to first go before Satan. Before he could go before people. It was for training because he was anointed with eternal presence and power and truth. He was carrying the keys of the kingdom and the keys of knowledge. He is the sword of the Spirit. And authority was given to him to bind and loose and cast out demons. To heal sick, to expose the enemy, and to decree. I'll repeat all this. As an example how you and I should walk. Again, the Holy Spirit brought him right in the wilderness to face Satan. Let me tell you, once the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes, God puts you in Holy Ghost boot camp. Before he sends you in front of people, he sends you to be tempted. Not that he tempts you, but now there's the training process. Why? Because he wants you to learn the will of Satan. Are you listening? He wants you to know how he's going to attack you. He wants you to know these things so that you can overcome. You know, many people run from boot camp. They go back into the will of self instead of the will of God. Jesus was anointed. When you're anointed, the anointing is the eternal presence, power, and truth of God. Carrying the keys of the kingdom and the keys of knowledge. And the things that you speak now become the sword of the Spirit. And the purpose is to bind, loose, cast out, decree, heal, and expose darkness by bringing light. And this is, Jesus did these things as an example of how you and I should walk. 1 Corinthians 7. Everybody okay? 1 Corinthians 7. In verse 5. And this is basically talking about marriage, but there's something specific I want to share about. And that is in verse 5, it says, do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control or your lack of discipline. Discipline. Because there's two things we're going to need constantly. And that's to be consistent and to be what? Disciplined. Because lack of self-control or lack of discipline is to overpower the will of self. That's why we need to be consistent and disciplined, to overpower the will of self, which we know is the will of Satan. And when we do the will of Satan, we are actually exalting him above God. You know, Satan does, look, Satan's not going to come to you today and tell you, listen, I'm going to try and cause you to do my will. This is my will, okay? He doesn't work that way. His greatest weapon is deception. Remember, his purpose is to try and keep us in darkness, isn't it? He's trying to limit us from revelations of truth so we do not walk in truth. So he can keep us in oppression and heaviness and doubt and fear and come under a false belief system. That's his job, and he does it well. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. In verse 6, it says, therefore I remind you to what? Stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. In other words, you got to stir up. For God has not given us a spirit of what? Fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Stir up, fill up, wake up, stand up and fight. Stir up, fill up, wake up, stand up, and fight. Maintain consistency and discipline. Stir up, fill up, wake up, stand up, and fight. Glory to God. There's another place I want to go to while we're here. Yes. 2 Timothy chapter 2. In verse 20 it says, but in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of what? Wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone what? Cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. That's why when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, he sends you into boot camp. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. That means get in fellowship. But avoid foolish, arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach in patience and humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive to do his will. And by doing Satan's will, you are exalting Satan above God. And it has nothing in how you feel. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and then one more. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And Paul writes this in verse 10. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 10. Is everybody there? Let's read it. As the truth of Christ is in me, no one shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Acacia. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows. But what I do, I also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in things of which they boast. For such are what? False apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. I say again, let no one think me a fool, if otherwise at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. In other words, the truth of the anointing in me, he's saying the truth of Christ in me. In other words, there's a responsibility that you and I have, and that is to cut off the opportunity of the will of Satan's spirits by binding, muting, and deafening them. Every day, brothers and sisters, we must take dominion and bind the will of Satan's spirits. Has everybody got it? There are will of Satan's spirits, and we must bind them, blind them, mute them, and deaf them every day. That is coming against the will of God in your life. These are called the will of Satan spirits. They are lying spirits. They are associated with the spirit of Antichrist. Their purpose is to keep you in darkness. It's the what? Keep you what? In darkness. Is everybody okay? Praise God. And we're going to close at Revelation 2. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2. In verse 18. Is everybody there? In verse 18, let's read it. And the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and patience. And as for your works, at last more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sanctified to idols. Jezebel is a will of Satan's spirit. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into the great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. Now, you got to understand, she's associated with the world system. I will kill her what? I will kill her children, in other words, her offsprings, with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have till I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The will of Satan and the will of Satan's spirits. Take dominion. Take dominion. Stay in fellowship. Learn. Don't get burned anymore. Learn, or you will burn. Amen. And to God be the glory. Father, we thank you for your word. We apply the blood of Jesus on all the seeds that's been imparted here today. Lord, that revelation will come forth. And when the devil tries to steal the seed today, Lord, we rebuke him that seed stay imparted, that there will be a willing heart to hold on to what was learned, and that it will go deep into their spirit, and that you would quicken them to what they have learned today, that they may be able to fight against the will of Satan and promote the will of Christ in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.